Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 86 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanna Akers. Authorities are investigating a boating fatality on Cave Run Lake. Veterans around the country are preparing for July 4th celebrations and the PTSD attacks fireworks can cause. A rally for recovery took place in Winchester this weekend. A new study says teen marijuana use could be connected to mood disorders and self-harm. Child care providers can now apply for federal relief funds. A historic piece of Berea College will have a new life. In sports, Moorhead State's women golfers are preparing for a strong season. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 68. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. A man is dead after an accident on Cave Run Lake involving a boat and a jet ski. The Rowan County Coroner says 43-year-old Joseph Reed of Mount Sterling was killed on Saturday after a collision between a jet ski and a boat. It happened around 6:45 p.m. on Saturday at the Shallows off Zilpo's shoreline. Boater Patty Harden tells WKYT she was on the lake when the accident occurred.
Most of the time, people are so safe. It just, to feel like someone just died here makes you feel so bad.
Kentucky Division of Fish and Wildlife is investigating the accident. Veterans around the country struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder on a daily basis, but especially on the 4th of July. Fireworks are said to be similar to the sound and experience of mortar fire. The sound can lead to a veteran having a PTSD attack. Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association member Larry Miller tells WYMT, even if some veterans may not enjoy fireworks, they still want others to celebrate Independence Day.
What worked for me was just a general warning. You know, hey, we've got some noises that's getting ready to happen. We're getting ready to let some fireworks off. Or, you know, they sell the mortars now, the smaller mortars. And if I knew, it wasn't as bad.
The veterans of Foreign War Department of Kentucky plan to have sign placed in yards for veterans so others know who's in the neighborhood. Dozens gathered in Winchester during the Reach for Recovery rally over the weekend. It is the second year Nicholas Harrison put on the program. He tells LEX18 after his last overdose incident, he decided to change and came up with the idea for the rally.
There is help out there. What works for me may not work for the next person, but there are multiple ways to recover.
Harrison hopes to make the rally an annual event to give back to the community. With teen marijuana use at a 30-year high, researchers have discovered a connection between marijuana use, mood disorders, and self-harm among teens. According to research from the OSU College of Medicine, adolescents and young adults with mood disorders who use marijuana are at a slightly higher risk of self-harm, suicide, and overall mortality. Bobby Persinger with the Prevention Action Alliance says marijuana slows down the brain's processing, impacting basic functions.
It slows your thinking capabilities. It slows your reaction time. If you already have a chemical imbalance because you have a diagnosis of depression, cannabis is going to further deter healthy and happy and safe decision-making processes.
Research on medical marijuana use in the field of psychiatry is evolving, and there are indications it is beneficial in treating anxiety, PTSD, and insomnia. Kentucky has been awarded more than $763 million in federal funds from the American Rescue Plan to provide relief for the state's child care providers. Of that amount, more than $470 million will go towards child care providers throughout the state who will be contacted by the state's Division of Child Care with details on how to apply for funding. Providers will need to respond with a contract within a week prior to the deadline. Families are also encouraged to apply for assistance through the Child Care Assistance Program. A telescope and observatory dome atop a Berea College building slated for demolition has found new life thanks to the efforts of an alumni and self-described science geek. WMKY's Carrie Stambo has the story.
When Berea College alumni Jeff Hutton learned a telescope and observatory dome were scheduled to be demolished, he knew he had to do something. The Richmond Register reports Hutton had once been a tour guide, showing off the 16-inch boiler and Chivin's telescope, an observatory dome in the Gibb Roberts Observatory atop the Charles M. Hall building. After securing approval from the college and finding buyers for both pieces of equipment, Hutton worked with a local engineer to remove them and prepare them for their continued scientific purposes elsewhere. The telescope was removed and repurposed and is now in British Columbia, where it is being used to measure the atmospheric densities of Uranus and Neptune by a process called stellar occultation. The dome has been shipped to New Mexico, where it will become a remote observatory for cadets enrolled at the U.S. Naval Academy. The demolition of the Hall building was scheduled to start this week and will be completed by August 23rd. For WMKY News, I'm Carrie Stambo reporting.
Appalachian groups are asking state lawmakers to object to any counterproposals that either prioritize tax breaks for corporations or increase taxes for families. Former West Virginia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kessler and the Huntington-based Service Employees International Union Local 1199 are among those voicing support for passage of President Joe Biden's American Jobs Plan. Ryan Frankenberry of the West Virginia Working Families Party says the counterproposals could harm communities.
There are ways to pay for this, including, you know, getting rid of the tax breaks for corporations and making sure that rich people pay their share. We also think that it's important that we don't gut funding for our essential workers.
The American Families Plan would also expand tax cuts for lower to middle income households with children, including the child tax credit, earned income tax credit, and child and dependent care tax credit. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR provided by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated, presenting Fazoli's Freedom Fest in Downtown Moorhead on Saturday, July 3rd. Americana, rock, and gospel music on three stages starting at 4 p.m. Food and beverage vendors and the reopening of the Round County Railroad and History Museum. Fireworks show starts at 9:30 p.m. Fazoli's Freedom Fest, 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. on Saturday, July 3rd in downtown Moorhead. Information on Facebook under Fazoli's Freedom Fest.
The Wolf and Powell County Search and Rescue teams were able to find a lost hiker this weekend. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has the story.
The two rescue teams worked together Friday night to locate the lost hiker in the Red River Gorge. According to WYMT, the male hiker reported he became disoriented while in the area of Double Arch Trail and Oxer Ridge. The rescue teams tried using the cell phone location to track him, but realized their coordinates were not lining up due to location permissions being turned off on the hiker's phone. Once the location was on, the rescue teams were able to find the lost hiker 100 meters off the trail. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Police in Louisa are asking the public for help in finding a man involved in an attempted child abduction on Friday. The Louisa Police Department says the incident happened around 5:15 p.m. in the area of Gene Wilson Boulevard near Lawrence County High School. Two young girls were walking their dog when they say a man grabbed them. The girls were able to get away, but so did the suspect. Louisa PD Sergeant Steve Wilburn tells WSAZ he responded to the call.
It's kind of very nerve-wracking on the way there, just a lot of thoughts going through my head. I've got children and myself, so it's just kind of made it very kind of personal, that, you know, just thinking of all the possibilities. That's at first, didn't have a whole lot of information, and if the guy or person was still in the area or anything like that, but they was able to verify that they did get away and they were okay.
Investigators say the man was reported as having an average build, brown hair, and facial hair. He was wearing a blue jeans and a black long-sleeve shirt. Police were able to obtain some surveillance footage of the suspect, but it did not help to clarify who the man was. Anyone with information is asked to call the Louisa Police Department or Lawrence County 911 Center. Two women are accusing the Franklin County Sheriff's Office of violating their constitutional rights by using excessive force. A federal lawsuit filed by Hannah Clark and Messiah Harris accuses Franklin Sheriff Sergeant Nathan Doty and Deputy Philip Ray of using excessive force in the incident that occurred September 20th. According to the Lexington Herald Leader, the women were innocent passengers in the backseat of a car that was involved in a police pursuit. The women say they were obeying police commands when they were violently yanked from the vehicle and slung to the ground, causing them injury. Neither one of the ladies were charged. They also claim the driver of the vehicle, 26-year-old Delano Washington, was obeying police commands, lying prone on the ground with his arms outstretched and being peacefully restrained by a Frankfort police officer when Doty rushed over and unnecessarily and with malice kneed Washington in the face. The suit also named Sheriff Chris Quire and Franklin County as defendants, saying the county and Quire engineered a sham investigation that absolved the man of any consequences for his misconduct. Authorities are looking for a 32-year-old Boyd County man missing since March 7th. A release from We Help the Missing, a nonprofit comprised of private investigators who assist in finding missing people, states Edward Eddie Tate Jr.'s whereabouts are still unknown more than 3 months after his disappearance. He's 5'7" and weighs 130 pounds. He has dark brown hair and eyes and a tattoo on the side of his neck that reads Tater. He was last seen wearing jeans and a black t-shirt. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Boyd County Sheriff's Department. Taking a quick look at sports this afternoon. As preparations for the 21-22 golf season begins, two Morehead State women golfers wrapped up play at the Kentucky Women's State Amateur last week, competing in the match played event hosted by the Women's Kentucky Golf Association. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
The three-day event featured a match play bracket seating the 32 players in the Kentucky Women's State Amateur Field, while also featuring a gross net stroke play consolation round for players eliminated following the first round of stroke play. Morehead State's Mackenzie Neal and Olivia Hensley entered the event as the number 6th and number 15th ranked golfers, respectively, in the field. Neal won her opening match against number 27, Laura Gilchrist, before falling to number 11, Faith Martin, in the second round. Hensley succumbed to number 18, Ryan Bender, in the opening round. On the Cactus Tour, signee Hannah Montgomery has collected top 15th placements in each of her two events on the tour. Competing at Stallion Mountain Golf Club in Las Vegas, she claimed her best finish of the summer, tying for 8th. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, but clearing overnight with a low around 68. Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon, otherwise sunny and hot with a high near 91. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy skies with a low around 70 degrees. Wednesday, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 86. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Keneally Roberts, Jonathan Burton, Ethan Jenkins, Cassidy Stearman, Shamari Mosley, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.